Shalom, today's daf yomi is Gittin Samach Vav, Gittin 66. And Talmud tells us that if somebody, Misha Yomushla Chabor, if somebody was thrown into the pit, and he says, Kol HaShomeas Kol, he says, whoever hears my voice, and he's saying his name and his place, he says, Yichtov Gelishto, let them write a get for my wife. Meaning to say, the people don't know who he is, but he's in the pit. So they say, Ariel Yichtovu, you know, they could write it and give it, even though he just says write it. He didn't say give it, but we assume that he means write it and give it. Gemara asks, how could this be? V'lecho Shema Shethun, maybe this person is a demon. So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yehuda k'sherolo d'mus adam. No, we see that he looks like a person. So the Gemara says, but inu nami edmu yedmu edmu. But demons also look like people. So the Gemara says, d'chazulei b'voa. No, we see his shadow. Gemara says, well, inu nami is b'voa. Demons also have a shadow. Gemara says, d'chazulei b'bua d'b'bua. We see the shadow of his shadow. Gemara says, what do you mean? V'dilma inu nami islu. Maybe demons also have a shadow of a shadow. Gemara says, no, that they don't have. Because it was taught to us, that was taught that says Rabbi Chanina, Olim detani Yonasan b'ni, or some say Yonasan the demon, taught me, that's a different version of the Gemara as it appears in Yevamos, that the demon Yonasan, or my son Yonasan, taught me that demons have a bevoa, demons have a shadow. Bevoa islu, bevoa de bevoa islu, but they don't have a shadow of a shadow. What does this mean that demons don't have a shadow of a shadow? So what this means is that we can look at something and we see the shadow, and the person who's smart, Ezo Chacham Aroas Anoah, who's smart? One who sees the future. A demon, and the demon is the demon inside all of us, doesn't see the ramifications. They just see straight. Sometimes we'll even see the next step, but the tzaddik has to see beyond the next step, the shadow of the shadow of the shadow, meaning to see, we see all the ramifications. This week is Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos of vision. It means we have vision, we look at life, we take the big vision of life, we understand the right decisions to make. That's what it means to have the proper vision, and that's what separates us from the demons of the world.